Welcome to episode 318 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about meditating upon God's Word. Let's dive in. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says this, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I was always told that meditation is absolutely forbidden, and as Christians, we should not do it. And yet, I really struggled because as I began to read through Scripture, I began to recognize that the Bible encourages and exhorts us to actually meditate upon its Word, which really goes to this idea of like, well, okay, what is meditation? And when you look into New Age meditation, the idea in a very simplistic sense is basically to empty your mind. It's to remove your thoughts and whatever. But biblical meditation is entirely different. In biblical meditation, you are to fill up your mind. You're to keep something at the forefront of your mind, and you're to hold it there. You're to ponder it. You're to consider it and think it over. So as you look at Joshua 1:8, and the exhortation that God's word is not to depart from your mouth and is supposed to be meditated upon day and night, what you begin to realize is that we as believers are to keep God's word always in our mind. That it is to, or as Joshua says, never depart from our mouths. In other words, it is always inside of us. For a lot of Christians today, it seems like, you know, we get up, we do our devotionals, and we just go about our day. And if you ask a believer, hey, what did you read in the Word? far too often, we're just like, yeah, it was good. It changed my life. Powerful. And we're actually not holding on to God's Word. It just slips through our fingers like sand. What would it look like if we were constantly meditating upon God's word? Just doing a very broad overview of this idea of biblical meditation, as you begin to walk through Scripture, you begin to recognize that we are called to meditate upon certain things. For example, in Joshua 1:8, we're told to meditate upon God's law. In Psalm 77, verse 12, we're told to meditate upon God's works. In Psalm 119, which the whole Psalm 119 is an exhortation, this exclamation of the beauty and the blessing of God's word, but it tells us that we're to meditate upon his wonderful works, his precepts, his statutes, his word, and his promises. In Psalm 145, we're told to meditate upon the glorious splendor of God's majesty. In Malachi 3:16, we're told that we are to meditate upon God's name. And in Philippians 4:8, Paul exhorts us to think or to meditate, to ponder on the things that are true and noble and just and pure and lovely and of good report. And those aren't all the passages, but that's just a broad overview. In other words, as a Christian, I should be meditating all the time upon God's word, his truth, upon the cross and all that Jesus has done and accomplished. Do you recognize that the gospel, that the reality of God's word, that the fruition and the majesty of Christ is to constantly be in my mind? That it's not just, okay, well, I attended church and I checked that off my list. And okay, I prayed occasionally and I did some devotions. All right, I'm good to go. That's not what Scripture exhorts us to. Scripture tells us that we are to be pondering and thinking and remembering and meditating upon God's word day and night. There's an interesting blessing that comes from meditating upon God's word. In Psalm 1, we are told this, and I'll just read the entire psalm. It's such a rich declaration. The psalmist says, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law," or the word, "of Yahweh, and in his law he meditates day and night. And he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not rise in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahweh knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." When you look at that psalm, it's interesting that there is a warning and there is a blessing. And the warning is that there is no blessing if you come under the authority and live according to the counsel and the wisdom of the world. That we are to not walk or live in the counsel of the wicked ones. That we should not be standing in the path of the sinners or sitting in the very place where scoffers sit. Rather, the psalmist says, we are to delight in the word of God. That in that law of Yahweh, we are meditating upon day and night. And the blessing, as the psalmist goes on, says that the one who meditates upon God's word day and night is likened unto a tree planted by streams of water. Now, I don't know if you have thought this through. This is so profound to me. But do you realize that if a tree is planted by streams of water, there is nothing for that tree to fear? It does not need to fear distress or difficulty or drought, because no matter what is going on in the circumstances and the environment around the tree, it has continual access to life, to the water. And there's something profound about that, especially in the days in which we live. Because there is a lot of darkness, there is a lot of nonsense, there's a lot of distraction about, hey, there's this issue, and here's this in the politics, and here's this in the economy, and here's this in the wars, and here's this going on across the world. And there's all of this bait for us to be, you know, walking in fear and worry and trepidation. And yet the psalmist says, but meditate upon the word. See, too many of us as believers are meditating upon the wrong things. We get up and we immediately start checking our social feeds, or we turn on the news and we're allowing the news sources to become the thing that we meditate upon day and night. It keeps us up and we can't fall asleep. But what would happen if we began to meditate upon God's word? And the word of God is that which filled up and we pondered and consumed and we thought about and what if we lived in the reality of meditating upon God's word rather than the things of this world? Now, yes, you've got to go to work. And yes, we have to deal with the politics and the economy and all of these things. That's true. But the meditation of our heart, the pondering of our mind should be that of God's word. And I really love that picture, and you probably have heard this before, but when you look at this idea of biblical meditation, it gives this idea of a cow chewing cud. Now, I don't know if you've seen a cow. Okay, we have all seen cows. I get that. And personally, I'm a huge fan of Highlander cows. It's those ones with all the hair. There's just something so fascinating and funny about those cows. I love those kind of cows. And I could watch a Highlander cow just all day long. It's just so fascinating to me. But have you ever noticed how a cow eats? And you've heard this before, but you know, a cow goes to the grass and grabs a chunk of grass and chew, 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 chews, and then swallows. And then sometime later, it regurgitates it back up and chew, chew, chews it some more. And then it swallows it and then regurgitates it back up and chews it some more and swallows it. And that is likened to this idea of biblical meditation. That we are to be chewing upon God's word. We are to bring it back to our mind, to our memory, and be pondering and thinking and considering God's word. That we should be pondering the cross. We should be pondering Christ. We should be thinking through the majesty of who he is and just living in that continual dwelling place of our God, His word, and the richness of the cross. And when we continually chew upon God's word, when we keep it at the forefront of our mind, we are like that tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and whatever he does, he prospers. Why? Because he has a continual access to life. And do you realize that as a believer, you have continual access to truth? You have continual access to the gospel. You have continual access to life itself. His name is Jesus. And if that was true, if we actually recognized that we are a branch abiding in the vine, why would we ever stop abiding? Why would we ever stop meditating upon him? Why would we ever turn our gaze to anything else when the very thing, the very hope, the very grandeur of the universe, we can actually think upon because he lives inside of us, that the Holy Spirit is wanting to bring himself to mind. I love when you go to John 16, one of the realities or one of the things that the Holy Spirit will do, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will continually magnify Jesus Christ in your life. That he's going to take the things that Jesus said, he's going to take the actions, he is going to take the reality of truth, and he's going to constantly be guiding you to truth. He's going to be constantly glorifying Jesus. He's going to be constantly bringing Christ back to your mind. So it's interesting. Yeah, there's a labor in this, and yeah, you need to do something to keep the word of God and Christ and the cross at the forefront of your mind. And yet you have the God of the universe on your side, living inside of you, helping you to bring all of this to mind. So let me just give you really quickly four quick ideas of how we can meditate upon God's word, how we can keep his word, the gospel, his majesty at the forefront of our minds. So number one, I would encourage you to grab a passage and read it through multiple times. One of the best ways to keep something in our mind is just to read it through over and over and over. And when we're thinking and we're pondering and we read it over and over, it seems to stick with us. So why don't you grab a passage like Psalm 1? And why don't you write it on a note card and just all throughout the day today, just begin to reread it and just begin to think about it and ponder it. And what does it mean to walk in the counsel of the wicked? What does that actually mean in our day? And how can I not do that? What does it mean not to stand in the way of sinners? What does it mean not to sit in the seat of scoffers? What does it mean to delight in the word of Yahweh? And begin just to, as I'm reading through it, just begin to think it through over and over, which is really the second point here. Number one is to read the passage multiple times. Number two then is to reflect upon that passage. In other words, find out what it means. Ask it questions like a journalist, right? As a journalist comes to a situation, we're told in sixth grade grammar that we're to ask those questions, the who, what, when, where, why, how. What if you begin to ask those questions to a passage that you're just thinking upon and begin to reflect and ponder and consider what the passage actually is saying? Number three then is to remember it. And I think this is the key. If we're going to be pondering a passage throughout the day, we have to hold the passage in our mind. And so, yes, you could write it on a note card and just keep bringing it out. But even better would be to memorize the passage. And I'll talk more about memorization in the next episode. But I would exhort and encourage you to begin to hold the word of God in your mind and in your heart. And lastly, number four is to respond. That what we're desiring is not just more information, not just more details, but what we're wanting is for the word of God to take root and transform our lives, that we need to apply and actually respond to the word of God, that we want to apply and obey God's word through the enabling power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So as we're looking at this idea of meditating upon God's word, can I encourage you to read a passage over and over, to reflect upon it, to consider it, to think through it, to remember it, and actually hold it in your mind and in your heart? And lastly, would you respond to it? Would you allow the Word of God to actually change and transform your life? Would you allow God to use His Word to conform you to the image of Christ? And again, I would encourage you to start with Psalm 1. It's a short psalm, and it'd be a great meditation for your soul today. And what if you would just take that psalm all this week and begin to ponder it? There is no rush in this. But what if we begin to fill up our mind? What if we, like a cow, would begin to chew and swallow and regurgitate and chew and swallow God's word over and over and just continually bring it to mind? Again, as Joshua 1:8 reminds us, that God's word should not depart from your mouth, and you should meditate upon it day and night so that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. And I would really encourage you this week, not just to esteem meditating upon God's word, not just to go, yes, that should be something I should do, but rather that you begin to ask God to give you a heart, give you a desire to know Him and His word, that you would begin to fill up your mind, not with the things of this world, but that you begin to meditate and ponder and consider the things of our precious Savior. Well, thank you as always for listening to this episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, including a list of all those verses I mentioned, as well as a bunch of other ones, if you want to take this idea of meditating even further, you can find all of that by going to the show notes at deeperchristian.com/318 for episode 318. And until next time, know I'm cheering you on and I'm praying for you as we continue to build our lives around Jesus Christ.